We present Robin Hood by John Graham, starring Norman Wisdom and Moira Lister. Episode 4, Norman and the Mafia.
Hey! Well, well, I don't believe it. It is, isn't it? It's you!
Oh, yeah, it's me, all right. Always has been.
Norman! Yes, of course, it's a Norman Hood.
That's it, you got it, Norman Hood. And I know you, don't I? Alfredo.
Alfredo, si!
With that funny Italian name. It sounds as if you should be on a menu.
Campanile. Alfredo Campanile. Hey, it's good to see you again, Norman. Oh, we had some good times, didn't we?
Yeah, dear old B-Wing in Wormwood Scrubs, eh?
Yeah. Those were the days.
And you running your tobacco and protection rackets, and me sitting in my cell listening to Woman's Hour.
Of course, I should never have been sent to prison in the first place. I was there just because of a little technicality, huh?
Yeah, well, so was I. They found me guilty.
But never mind, Norman. You're obviously doing so well now. Is this your house? And this Rolls Royce here is almost as big as mine.
Well, to be quite honest, Alfredo, I do live here, yeah, but it's not my house. And it's not my car. They belong to a very nice lady called Mrs. Natalie Matthews.
Oh, say no more. She's your, how you call it in English, your dolly mop, huh?
Me what?
Your fancy woman. And you are her boy toy, huh?
No. I work for Mrs. Matthews. She's my employer. I've just been doing some shopping for her.
Oh.
And she's a real lady, too. She wears jewellery in the mornings. And when she arranges the flowers, she wears housecoat over the top of her housecoat.
And she employs you? I mean, she employs you.
Yeah, well, I'm her handyman, you see, but... Oh, I'm not just an ordinary handyman. Oh, no. I'm general handyman.
Huh.
Well, I knew you'd be impressed, but what about you, Alfredo? What are you doing now, then?
I'm in business.
Oh, what kind of business?
Oh, this and that. A lot of this and a fair amount of that.
Well, it must be exciting.
I've just moved into the new block of flats at the end of the road. I bought it last month.
Oh, you bought one of those big flats?
No, I bought the whole block.
No. Alfredo, you're having me on, aren't you? You bought the whole block? Oh, no, you're teasing. Oh, you are, you're just joking.
I never joke. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. Boy, but you must have an enormous mortgage.
No, I pay cash. As a matter of fact, Norman, I haven't got time to talk now, but... I'm in a position to offer you a part-time job.
Well, very, very kind of you, Alfredo.
It is, yes.
But in a way, I suppose you owe me a favour. After all, I took the rap when you had that little incident with the prison governor in your bucket.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to Roma this evening for 3 days. I'd like you to come and see me and we'll talk about this job I'm offering you.
Come and see you in Rome? That's miles away. Maybe further.
No. I want you to come and see me this evening at my apartment. 6 o'clock?
Okay, then. 6 o'clock. I'll be there, Alfredo.
Good. I'll see you then.
Wait a minute. Which flat?
The penthouse, of course.
Oh, the penthouse. Of course.
Oh, now, Norman.
Oh, no, Mrs. Matthews. Alfredo Campanile is a respectable, wealthy businessman. Now...
What makes you so sure?
He lives in a penthouse.
Oh, living in a penthouse, Norman, is no guarantee of respectability.
Anyway, he should never have gone to prison.
Who says so?
He does.
This Alfredo man is most certainly not on the side of the law. He might be useful to us, especially if he's got as much money as you think he has.
I don't quite follow.
I'm thinking of our campaign, Norman.
Oh, that? Yeah, of course, the campaign.
Yes, the redistribution of wealth. And if Alfredo has illicit riches...
We could use it, of course.
Of course, yes, to help those in need. The Old People's Centre, for example.
How do we get our hands on his money?
Well, if you're going to his penthouse at 6 o'clock, that'll give you a chance to... what's the phrase you people use? To case the joint.
Oh, I can do that all right.
Just keep our campaign in mind, Norman. Think of Robin Hood.
Yes, Marion. Uh-huh. I mean, Natalie.
Hey, Mamma Mia, haven't you finished packing yet, Tracy?
Yeah, well, trouble is I don't know what clothes to take, Alfredo.
Don't take any. I'll buy you a dozen new dresses in Roma.
Are there shops in Rome? I thought it was all statues and ruins and that.
No, not so, my little lotus blossom.
Aaron, stop calling me names.
Ah, that'll be Norman. I'll go. You'll like him, Tracy. He's almost as smart and intelligent as you are. Okay, I heard you the first time.
Hello, Alfredo. What are you doing? I'm here. And to prove it, I've arrived.
Come in, Norman. Come in.
Oh, blimey, Alfredo. What a place.
You like?
Well, I've never been in a penthouse before. Oh, your carpet is so thick, I can't even see my shoes.
Bueno.
No, I like it.
We'll have to be brief, Norman. Tracy and I must leave in a few minutes.
Oh, Tracy?
Ah, see, she's my personal friend.
Oh.
And secretary and masseuse. Ah, here she is. Tracy, I want you to meet Norman.
Oh, hello, Tracy.
Very pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Norman's an old friend.
Yeah, we first met in, it was a government building.
Oh, down the post office, you mean?
Excuse me, Norman. I'm just going to fetch something from my study. You stay here. Get to know Tracy. But not too well, huh? Yeah? I'll be back in a second.
Well, Tracy, do you come from Rome?
No, Romford.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been as far east as that. Ain't you cold?
Cold? No, why?
Well, that dress you're almost wearing, there's not a lot of it, is there?
Here, mind your own flaming business.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I've been away and I've forgotten how to talk to ladies of the opposite sex. I mean, female girls like you.
Well, bob shut then, eh?
Thanks. Alfredo speaks very good English, doesn't he?
I never noticed. I have a little Italian.
Oh, yeah, of course you do. Alfredo.
Here we are. Now then, Norman. This is Giuseppe.
Blimey, a parrot.
You guessed it, in one. Scusi, I'll put the cage here on the table. Hello, Giuseppe.
Papa. Buongiorno, signor.
He speaks Italian.
Of course. Nothing else. Only Italiano.
Hey, that's marvellous, isn't it? Anyway, never mind about the parrot. What's this job you got for me, Alfredo?
I wanted you to look after Giuseppe while away in Roma.
Look after your parrot? Is that all?
What do you mean, he's all?
Parrots have to eat.
Yeah, I suppose they're almost human, like us.
Alfredo treats him just like a blooming son.
See, I never had the good fortune of having children. As far as I know. So, this bird is like my own child. See? I love him.
And vice versa.
So, I'd like you to take care of him and give him his food, okay?
Okay, then. How much?
We'll talk money when I get back on Thursday. Trust me, Norman.
No, I mean, how much food does he have?
Oh, just make sure his dish is filled with seed and, of course, fresh water every day. And some fruit.
Like a banana?
No, thanks.
Cool, Delvis.
But, and this is very important, Norman, never let Giuseppe out of his cage. Never. If anything happened to him, I die.
Oh, don't you worry, Alfredo.
Not only that, before I die, I kill a person responsible for harming my bird, huh?
You're quite right, too.
With my bare hands.
I wouldn't blame you.
Slowly.
Norman, this is too much. Bringing a parrot into my house. It's absurd.
He'll stay in his cage, won't he? And I'll keep him in my room, then. It'll be no trouble. And it's only for 3 days anyway, Mrs. Matthews. He's called Giuseppe.
I don't care.
Well, it may not matter to you, but it means a lot to him. And you'll never believe this.
Try me.
He speaks Italian.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Hey, did you hear that? I told you so, didn't I?
Italiano. Si. Camista. Camista.
I don't know what he's saying, but he seems to like it here. I think he's smiling.
I don't care if he likes it here or not.
Oh, don't be cross, Mrs. Matthews.
I'm not cross. I'm furious. You've missed a golden opportunity,
Norman.
What
do you mean?
You should have kept the parrot at the penthouse and said you'd go there every day to feed it.
Well, he might have been lonely.
Oh, you still don't understand, do you? Your Italian friend would have had to give you the keys to the penthouse. Then you would have been able to look around the place at leisure.
Oh, well, yeah, I never thought of that. I got distracted, you see, by Tracy.
Who's Tracy?
Oh, a big girl with a small dress.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. But I'll tell you something, the bedroom door's open and I saw a safe in there.
A safe? Good. So you weren't totally distracted.
Well, I've got to take the parrot back on Thursday, so I might find a way of breaking into the safe then.
Don't be ridiculous. It'll be much more sensible to break into the penthouse now, when there's nobody there.
Break into the penthouse now? Oh, no. Alfredo told me he's got electronic shutters on the windows and special security devices on the front door.
Pity.
Si, signora.
Hey, do you think he's hungry? I wish I could speak Italian, Mrs. Matthews.
Just give him some of that awful-looking parrot seed you've got there.
Right.
Now, we must think of a way of getting Alfredo's dishonest money. I'm determined to help the Old People's Centre. There must be a way.
No, don't worry. Just leave it to me. When I go to Penthouse on Thursday, I shall try and... Oh, it's no use. I can't feel the dish from outside the cage.
Open the cage door, then.
Oh, yeah, of course. Stupid of me, isn't it? Yeah, that's it. Here you are, Giuseppe. I've got some paraseed for you. Now, don't be frightened. Ha! Oh.
Now, what's wrong now?
Oh, you bit me. Nearly lost me hand, then.
Nonsense, it's hardly a scratch.
I better go and find a bandit. I don't want to get some parrot disease, do I? All my feathers might drop out.
Norman?
Yeah?
Is he allowed out of his cage?
Well, certainly not. Oh, God, where is he?
He's up there, perched on the curtain rail.
Well, catch him, quick.
You catch him. It's your responsibility.
Come down here, Giuseppe. Come back into your nice warm cage. Oh, come on. Oh, Mrs. Matthews.
Yes?
What's Italian for banana?
How should I know? Why?
Oh, I thought I could tempt him down.
It's too late to tempt him anywhere.
Eh?
He's just flown out of the window. He's gone.
Oh, Mrs. Matthews.
Yes?
You're looking at a dead man.
Giuseppe is up this tree somewhere. Oh, and this ladder's not very steady either. Oh, God. Oh, I wish I had head for eyes. Oh, Giuseppe, come here. Look, I've got some fruit for you. In my pocket, some apples, a banana, I've got a bunch of grapes, and a grapefruit. All right, I'll try to be kind and gentle, now I'll be tough and vicious. Where are you, you evil beak-nosed Italian parrot? Ah, there you are. I see you now, don't you deny it. I'll just climb under this branch and grab you by the... Oh, this is too much. I've squashed me grapes now. What was the pigeon? Oh, Alfredo will kill me. Or worse. Oh, I'd better climb up the tree again. I'll be safer there.
No, we can't leave the windows and doors open all night, Norman. Be sensible.
It was only a suggestion.
And not a good one.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I've got a better idea. It's obvious. I can buy another green parrot, see? You know, one that looks exactly like Giuseppe, and Alfredo will never know the difference.
Did you say buy another parrot?
Yeah. Well, are they expensive, then?
Yes.
How expensive?
Expensive. Mind you, I could lend you the money. Call me a generous, impulsive fool, if you will.
You're a generous, impulsive...
Norman, you can repay me over the years.
Over the years?
Good morning, sir.
Hello. Have you got any birds in stock?
Yes, sir. Canaries? Buttercups?
No, I'm looking for something that looks more like a parrot.
Only parrots look like parrots, sir. I have three at the moment. They're green.
Oh, a green, eh? What, you mean they're not ripe?
I beg your pardon.
Sorry. I was only joking. No, green is perfect. How much are they, then?
£300, sir.
Oh, no. I must explain. I only want one parrot.
Yes, sir. £300.
£300 each? But that's ridiculous. For that sort of money, I could buy dozens and dozens of hens.
We don't sell poultry, sir.
Listen, I just want a simple, ordinary, everyday parrot that's green with grey eyes and speaks Italian.
Are you being serious?
I've never been more serious in my life, and that's what I may be losing. My life. Couldn't we, you and me together, do a deal?
A deal?
Yeah, drop the price.
If you can't afford £300 for a parrot, may I suggest you buy a rabbit?
Oh, good. All right, I'll take the parrot. There you are. What do you think, Mrs. Matthews? There's the new parrot. Alfredo will never know the difference, will he?
Yeah, this bird looked much thinner.
Oh, it's all right. We've got 24 hours to fatten him up, haven't we?
Yeah, and another small point. Look at his tail. The other parrot's tail was red.
Aha! You've got no faith in me, have you, Mrs. Matthews?
I'd rather not answer that.
Look, I bought this tin of red paint here, and I'm no fool. A brush as well.
You're going to paint his tail red?
No problem.
Well, there's something else you've overlooked.
Oh?
I'm sure this bird doesn't speak Italian.
Oh, not yet. No. I'm going to teach him, see? I bought this Italian phrase book.
Norman.
Don't worry. Look, my troubles are over. Oh, come on. For God's sake, concentrate. Oh, you stupid bird. We've been at this for nearly 7 hours now. C- Come on, let's start again. Repeat after me. Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Arrivederci. Oh, what's the matter with you? Look, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm losing my voice. I'll try this then. Alfredo. 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 Alfredo.
Tracy, it's Norman. He bring my little Giuseppe home again. Ah, see, he looks very healthy, Norman. You looked after him well.
Hello, Norman. Hello, Giuseppe. He looks sort of, well, different.
Different?
Yeah, fatter and different.
Norman, I'm very grateful to you. But you don't look too good. You look like you need some sleep.
I do.
What's the matter?
My voice is gone.
What's wrong with you?
He's writing something in his notebook.
What's this you write? I've lost my voice?
Ah, what a blooming shame.
Yes.
No, don't try to talk, Norman. Just nod.
Very well.
No. Now listen, Norman. Tracy and I have to go away again for a few more days. We're flying to the States.
Oh.
Yes, that's right, New York. So I'd like you to look after my parrot for another week.
Here he's writing again.
Let me see. Huh? Please, may I have your penthouse keys? No, that won't be necessary, Norman. You take the parrot back to your home.
Another little holiday there will do Giuseppe good.
But...
Alfredo, look at Giuseppe's tail feathers. They've chopped off.
Ah, it's terrible. His lovely, shiny red feathers.
What are you writing now, Norman? Parrots always lose their tail feathers at this time of year.
I never knew that, Norman.
No.
Don't
true.
Try to speak. Tracy and I must leave for the airport now. But go into the kitchen, you'll see a bottle of tonic on the shelf.
Tonic?
No, not for you, for the parrot. It might help him grow new feathers. Take it with you and give some to Giuseppe when you get home, huh?
I'll go and get our suitcases, Alfredo.
Here's my address in New York, Norman, in case there's any emergency with this dear little bird of mine.
Thanks.
Alfredo.
He's odd. He never called me Alfredo before. He always called me Papa.
You didn't hear him properly.
Arrivederci, Norman. See you next week. Huh? Ciao. Where are you, Tracy?
I'm in the bedroom.
Poor Norman. I hope he gets his voice back soon. Come on, Tracy. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, I thought we were going to the airport.
I mean, we're going to have some fun in New York, stupido.
The case is ready.
I'll carry the one with the currency. It's heavier. Come on, let's go. Norman? Have you gone?
Well, he ain't near.
It's okay. He must have left. You go ahead and get the lift, Tracy. I'll lock up.
This security system was certainly worth the money. No one could possibly break in or out.
Hello? Mrs. Natalie Matthews speaking?
Matthew!
Hello? Who's that?
Me!
Who's speaking? Hello?
I can't speak.
Oh, is this some sort of a joke? Who are you?
It's me!
Listen to me, whoever you are. I will not tolerate obscene phone calls. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, you disgusting, revolting pervert. I wish Norman were here. Where on earth has he got to? Hello? Yes?
It's me again!
How dare you? You ought to be locked up.
I am locked up.
I'm going to telephone the police at once. Do you hear? At once, whoever you are.
Alfredo!
My God! It must be that Italian friend of Norman's.
Yes, madam. Sergeant Bayliss speaking.
Sergeant, I have just had 2 obscene phone calls.
How obscene, madam? Very obscene or just moderately obscene?
Extremely obscene. And I think I know who perpetrated this outrage. He's a foreigner. An Italian who lives in a nearby penthouse. And what's more, I can give you the address.
This woman may be a crank, sir. But she knows that this Italian lives in a penthouse in Grove Avenue.
And she says his name is Campanile?
Yes, sir. That's what's important.
Campanile? That name rings a bell.
It ought to, sir. He's wanted all over Europe.
In that case, we'll go over to his penthouse and see what's going on. We'll take 2 men with us just in case.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
It's the police. Open up. We know you're in there.
Look through the letterbox again, Sergeant. See anything?
He's on his knees. I think he's praying. Now look, he's pushed a sheet of paper out under the door. Here it is.
What does it say?
He says, I can't talk.
So, he wants his lawyer to be with him.
Yeah, they're all the same, sir.
Well, Sergeant, we've got to handle this subtly, carefully, and with finesse.
Yes, sir.
Smash the door down.
Sit down, Campanile, and keep quiet.
This could be difficult, Sergeant. He obviously doesn't speak any English. Never mind, it's his problem. Campanile, we are detaining you here on charges of fraud, forgery, robbery, extortion, illegal property deals, larceny, distribution of counterfeit currency and illegal currency, selling defective double glazing, and the assassination of your cousin Rico Rocco last August bank holiday Monday. Do you have anything to say?
Any chance of a cup of tea? It's a miracle. My voice is back. I can speak. I can talk. Sergeant, Inspector, this is the happiest moment of my life.
Well, Norman, I must admit I'm glad to see you back home again. Thank heavens the police let you go.
You know, it took 15 hours to convince them that I was innocent. I nearly lost my voice again.
Well, all that's over and done, miss. Now, tell me, did you manage to open the safe?
Open the safe? What safe?
Safe in the penthouse, of course.
Oh, you're going to be cross again, Mrs. Matthews. Oh. I've got a feeling you're going to be quite angry. See, I forgot all about the safe.
You forgot about the safe? But we wanted Alfredo's ill-gotten cash for the old people centre.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've forgotten that. The old people centre is in luck, though. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
I gave the police Alfredo Campanile's New York address. Interpol's going to pick him up. And not only that, I am going to pick up a reward.
Norman, is that true?
Yeah, a reward for information leading to his arrest.
But that's wonderful. We'll give it to the old people centre.
Well, all of it?
Well, less the 300 you owe me for buying that parrot, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Norman. Well, in spite of everything, you've done well. Oh, by the way, the bird who flew out the window and escaped has come back.
No.
Yes.
What, Giuseppe?
Yes.
God, the little devil.
Yes, I found him sitting on the sideboard eating grapes. He looked very exhausted and dishevelled. Like you, Norman.
Well, I feel exhausted and whatever you said.
Poor Norman, come and sit beside me. We make a good team, you and I. A real pair. Oh, and talking of pairs, I've put both parrots in the same cage. Don't they look sweet?
Oh yeah, cool. They're on their perch with their heads touching. They're getting closer and closer, they are. Oh, very nice.
Norman, your head seems to be resting on my shoulder.
Well, no, I thought your shoulder was resting on my head.
Oh, there's a man outside the French windows. Who is he?
I don't know. I'll go and see. Eh?
Hello, Norman.
God, it's you, Alfredo.
Buongiorno, Norman. Signora.
Buongiorno. Alfredo? But Norman, you said he was in New York.
Well, that's what I thought, but he's not, is he? He's here, standing beside your piano.
I'm not in New York because there was a last-minute change of plan.
But the police want you, Alfredo, but very badly.
No. They want my cousin, Enrico Campanile, for some little offences. I've gone reasonably straight since our days behind bars. And now, very big in pizzas, didn't you know?
Big in pizzas?
That's why I travel so much. You buy one pizza now and again, but I buy pizza companies all over the world.
That's why you're a rich man, then.
Well, now I come to fetch my little parrot, Giuseppe.
Your parrot's there, in his cage.
With another parrot? Two of them?
Yeah, but don't worry. He hasn't been breeding.
Norman bought him a little companion, you see.
Norman, you're so kind. Mille grazie. I must reward you for all your trouble.
Reward me? Hey, did you hear what he said, Mrs. Matthews? Oh, thank you, Alfredo.
Yes, as a token of my gratitude, I brought you this.
Oh, it's a pizza.
Oh, God, is that all?
But it's cheese and tomato, Norman.
Well, that is, Mrs. Matthews and me, we wanted to help the old people's centre.
So, no problem. We all help the old people's centre. I will generously donate them pizzas every Tuesday and Thursday with extra cheese topping.
Well, that isn't quite what we had in mind, but thank you.
At least we'll be doing something for the old people. Well, for those who've got their own teeth, anyway.
Yeah, well, thank you, Elfrida. You'll never believe this, but I really thought that you were...
A godfather! A godfather!
You thought what?
Mafia! Mafia!
What you say?
I didn't say anything. It was the parrot.
Come here, Norman.
Now, don't throw that picture at me, Elfrida, no! Thank you, Elfrida. Very tasty.